Hello everyone, welcome to the Digital Marketing Can podcast, your one-stop destination to explore the latest happenings, strategies, tools, techniques and case studies in the digital marketing domain. I'm your host Prince Kumar and we have Isa Carlton, top real estate business coach, best-selling author and speaker with us today. Isaiah is an accomplished entrepreneur and business coach with 18 years of expertise in sales and marketing. He is a consultant who specializes in lead conversion. He and his team at Rap Success System have started a division in his company called Real Estate Nexus, a sales and marketing software combining database marketing, Facebook retargeting, prospective services, and turnkey marketing plan to increase lead conversion rates and drive more listings. Asa, a warm welcome on our show.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here and talk about what's happening in the world of digital marketing. It's a crazy world out there right now. So I love talking about this stuff to make sure we're going to make sure all of your listeners are on the cutting edge for sure.
Definitely. And the topic that we have to discuss for today, it's an interesting one. That is about the important tips to generate inbound traffic for real estate business. So that we'll be discussing with you.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I'm excited about the topic, for sure.
Great. So to start with our conversation, can you let the audience know a bit more about you and about your corporate journey?
Yeah, absolutely. As far as the corporate journey goes, I started my first business out of college, and that helped me develop three skill sets, the art of persuasion, team building, and decision making. So I learned the hard way, where I had success in the beginning, got a little bit too confident, made some poor decisions, and then I lost that business. And so I went out into the corporate world and I took a sales job and for a digital marketing company. And I ended up working my way up to running all of the sales divisions within that company as it grew. And I developed a kind of enhanced my skills and fell in love in the process with all things sales and marketing. And then I started taking my the money that I was making, the excess cash flow that I had from that job, and investing it in real estate. And I had a really bad experience with a realtor along the way. And so that got me intrigued in real estate, residential real estate in general. So I partnered up with two guys. We started up a brokerage, and we ended up doing extremely well with that brokerage. And what I did is I took the profits from that brokerage, and I started up another company. It happened to be a digital marketing company called Ren360. And that company actually blew up, and we ended up hitting number 308 on the Inc. 500 list back in 2018. And it changed my life forever financially. The people that I've been able to surround myself with have been absolutely incredible. And now what my passion is, I go around and preaching the selling system that I use to build my businesses. It's called the Sales Acceleration Blueprint, and it's basically how to install a modern day marketing and sales plan to build, whether it be a real estate business or really any service-based business, from zero to seven figures in 12 to 18 months or less. We have thousands of students that we're helping, and really, really excited to see the results that have come from it. So that's kind of my corporate journey.
Okay, that's amazing. So coming to the, since you have a lot of expertise into this real estate business, so how do you think that the real estate business is currently placed in using the latest of the digital marketing techniques to generate quality leads and also for the conversion point of view?
Yeah, so this is a little known niche that if you're listening to this podcast, you need to start doing right away, because cost of new leads is skyrocketing. The cost of paid ads are skyrocketing. And so you have to adjust to that market. And you can focus on obviously optimizing your paid ads I'd recommend using artificial intelligence in any way that you can. There's a ton of tools out there to optimize your ads. But the little known secret that I see very few companies doing, we're talking about real estate here today, but it applies to any company, is actually buying what are called legacy leads. Okay. Meaning leads that have actually already been generated. And most businesses and most real estate agent professionals or salespeople in general, they're very poor at follow-up. So so these companies are generating all of these leads and they get permission to resell these leads for pennies on the dollar. And so what you can do, instead of paying, $10 to $15 a lead, or instead of paying $5 for a lead, you can go to these companies and you can pay 50 cents for the lead. And you can buy these leads in bulk and you can even get them for less. And then what you can do is you put them into a retargeting campaign. So you upload the leads either to a specialized software like I have with my software, or Facebook or whatever, and you do a retargeting campaign. And now essentially you're going to have a brand new warm lead that's probably more ready to convert, because they're further down their sales cycle, because they're more of a mature lead, and you did it for less than what it costs you to generate a new lead. So you're creating inbound traffic, you're creating inbound leads, and making your outbound phone call much warmer by using the strategy, by doing what I call a revival campaign. You're taking a legacy lead and turning it into a new opportunity that somebody else just completely neglected.
Got it.
So that was a lot there, but it's a little known niche that most companies are not focused on. And if you're in a tight budget, buying legacy leads that have already been generated is an amazing niche. And so I'll tell you a quick story. I have a real estate agent that is a longtime client. He started buying legacy leads. And now what he does is he runs retargeting ads to those legacy leads. He hired an inside sales agent to follow up behind those. Within 3 months, he closed 6 transactions, which totaled around $40,000 in commissions. And between the ISA and the cost of the legacy leads, it was about $10,000. So he, out of a $10,000 investment, he made $40,000 back.
Amazing.
So that's the power of this system and this process. And so it's one of the things I'm coaching and training to pretty much any chance I get. So.
Okay. So what do you think are some of the prominent inbound marketing strategies that businesses can use to generate leads for the real estate?
So finding the balance between generating new leads and actually developing relationships with the leads that are already in your database. So we have this addiction in business that it's all about the new lead. When the reality is the money and the commission and the growth is the maturity and the developing of the relationship of the person that you that is already in your database. So what I preach is making sure that you have a balanced budget, where you find out whether it's 70-30 or 50-50, or you find out what the balance is for you, where you're spending a good portion of your inbound marketing budget on actually remarketing to the leads that are in your database. And because that's where the conversion's at, that's where the money's at. And statistically, it takes about 7 impressions for somebody to even want to actually have a person-to-person conversation with a human being nowadays, let alone actually all the other follow-up in between. It's like 8 or 12 follow-up impressions/processes through multiple channels that it takes now to actually get a person to want to have a one-on-one meeting. So if you're spending all of your money trying to get inbound leads, thinking that just generating the new lead is going to do it for you, you're missing out in a big way.
Got it. But, you know, on the other side, like the one strategy that you have already given, but other than that, do you think there are any other inbound marketing strategies that we can use? Because it's, you know, one thing can be about nudging off the lead. The other part can also be for generating the leads.
There's one of my favorite strategies right now is what's called an appointment booking funnel. And so if somebody's not using funnels for their business, they 100% need to be using funnels. My top three favorite new lead generation strategies is, one of them is where you start off by giving away a free guide. And then that free guide leads to a video. And they can watch a video of your services on the other end of the free guide. And then they can set up an appointment to be able to, you know, for whatever service that you're offering. So that's one of my favorite funnels. Another powerful strategy is to do an event funnel. So we do challenges or events every single month where we have partner vendors or people that are kind of synergistic with what we do. We all hold this big event, and we launch an event funnel, and we give amazing content, and then we have call to actions throughout the event, and we make a ton of money off of an event funnel. I know real estate specifically, you know, like I have one client, she has her mortgage, her loan officer, or her insurance agent, her title company, they all drive people to a Zoom meeting. And they hold these really awesome virtual events, and then they all follow up with the leads after they're warmed up afterwards. And it's a great way to generate new leads and really build credibility. And then the third funnel, I would say, is where you're offering some sort of masterclass or free education up front, where they opt in for the education. And then you can either get them to book an appointment or just have them subscribe to something or some sort of upsell, whatever the next action step is. But we've been able to generate thousands of new leads every single month with those three funnels. And a lot of people think they got to go out in thousands of funnels just to get one, two, or three really good funnels working. And you can take your business to 7-8 figures within 12 to 24 months just by getting three really good funnels up and running.
Definitely. And the last one that you have mentioned about is a kind of, you know, having a session. So when that, we have seen that along with real estate, that has also performed well in some other verticals also, which includes a high ticket. So because when you have a workshop, when you have a live sessions, you get an opportunity to directly interact with them to solve their doubts. And that builds a lot of trust in your brand or in your service. And then definitely that, you know, increases the chance of the conversions also.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because the reality is that the days of, you know, expecting people to do business with you through a cold call or some other form of push-based marketing, it's getting harder and harder. And they're not as good of clients, where if you give them education, you can help them think and be in the right frame of mind that you need them to be in. When they buy from you, they actually become a better client too. And so that's why I love leading with education, because you're not only building trust in your brand, but you're also helping them think properly to then be able to use your service the right way. And they'll see more value in the service that you're offering when you lead with the education.
Definitely. Okay, so since you have highlighted about the prominent inbound marketing strategy, now let us come and, you know, if we can discuss some on the other point of that also. That is about the local search. Do you think that the local search is crucial for businesses, for the real estate businesses, and also if it's crucial, then what all the activities that can be done upon to get the best from the business system?
Yeah, absolutely. So depending on the size of your company, you might want to hire a professional to do this. But number one, getting on what's called Google Local Service Ads, I believe is a must, because they're generating the warmest lead on the planet. If you don't know what Google Local Service Ads is, it's a service basically where Google puts you up. It's kind of like a paid ad, but it's a little bit better than a paid ad, and they're generating an actual phone call from the service. So to answer your first question though, yes, like if you're a local business, you have to do whatever you need to do to dominate local search. And I see that, you know, we're talking specifically about business listings. So Google My Business page, your My Business page needs to be treated with like a baby, like that needs to be matured. Pay attention to it. Look, you know, optimize it as much as you can. And there's simple things like that you can do, like uploading photos and tagging the photos. There's what I would recommend is go to Google Bard, which is a brand new tool that I use every single day, and just ask Google Bard all of the tactics and strategies that you can use to optimize your local business page. And it'll, because it's from Google, it'll tell you exactly what you need to do. Because we could sit here and, you know, kind of go down the list, but I'd recommend getting the list from Google Bard, and it'll give you the most update strategies on what you can do to optimize your Google business page. But the most important thing is that the Google My Business page is huge, and then it will also help you with Google Local Service Ads. So if you want inbound phone calls, do those two things really well, and go on YouTube, take a class, hire a great company to do it for you. But it's absolute must and a huge opportunity for a service-based local company to get those optimized.
Definitely. Okay. So while we were discussing about this local search, there is one factor that that plays an important role, and that is about the customer testimonials and reviews. And it's not about the local search or the local business listing, but also for any brand, this testimonials and reviews plays an important role. So if any real estate business wants to enhance their overall branding, then how they can work upon to get better testimonials and reviews from that?
Yeah, absolutely. So you need to install a process in your company to get testimonials. It has to be not something that you're thinking about just passing. Oh, I should get some testimonials. What we do in our real estate, one of our divisions, we have a company called Ren Home Advisors, Active Residential Real Estate. So whenever we do a transaction, it's built in the process to get a review and to get a video testimonial. It's part of the process. And then we have a feature that once we gather that, it pushes up to, we load it in and it pushes up to Google, to the business page and wherever else we want to push the testimonials. And so the key is just create a system and a process to where it's not optional, but it's part of closing out the transaction, or it's part of servicing the client, and then you'll get them more consistently. Rule of thumb is any page that you have testimonials on, you want to have at least 10 or more to be considered credible, and preferably you need to have video testimonials, because people are more skeptical of reviews now and written reviews than ever before. So if you can provide credibility through video, a video review, that's going to be the most powerful thing you can do in today's market.
Definitely, video content or video review will will be way ahead compared to the textual reviews that people can get. Definitely, like what we have discussed is a kind of lot of opportunity or lot of ways by which real estate business can enhance digital marketing. But definitely, since you have worked a lot into this sector. So what do you think are some of the common challenges that you have observed while, the businesses fail while generating traffic for the real estate giants?
Yeah, I think that's a really great question. The first one is trying to do too many inbound marketing methods at one time. So anytime you're doing anything, you have to be really consistent with it. And the devil and the success of that strategy is in the details. And so you can't pay attention to the details if you're trying to do too many things at one time. So for example, if you're a small business and you don't have a big marketing budget, you have to kind of pick what channel or what your focus is going to be. So for example, if local search is something that you find important, okay, focus on that, like that, make that focus and stay with it until it's working, until you've optimized it, and then move on. If it's a YouTube channel, stay with the YouTube channel. And so that's the number one challenge that we see in with small businesses that don't have big marketing teams, is they're trying to do too many things at one time, or the main rainmaker is trying to do too many things at one time, and they're not successful at any of them. And so that's my advice, is don't do too many things at one time. Pick 1 to 3 channels of marketing and dominate those channels, and then slowly diversify as your marketing team grows.
Got it. So you have given a lot of, handful of advices for the businesses out there. Any last piece of advice that you'd like to give to the businesses?
Yeah. Focus more on the who is going to help you achieve your digital marketing objective, your inbound objective, than how you're going to do it. The how is absolutely pointless if you can't execute it. So we could sit here all day and we could talk about how we're going to do something, but if we don't have a really good company or a good coach or a good assistant or whatever it may be that can actually be there to help us execute against these things, the knowledge itself is absolutely useless, right? So my message to everybody is if you like and you're excited about inbound marketing, you're excited about digital marketing, focus more on who's gonna help you actually execute it, right, than actually how to do it. And if you do that, you'll speed up your growth a lot faster. You'll be less overwhelmed, you'll have less anxiety, and you'll be more likely to actually see the results that you want to see by focusing on the who, not the how. Only.
Got it. So, with this, we have come to the end of today's episode. It was a pleasure having you share with us and, getting a lot of informative advices for the real estate business. So thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to have you again on our show.
Awesome. Thank you. It was awesome being with you.